WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. employers added just 73,000 jobs last month. That's a much weaker figure than previously reported. Analyst Gus Fauché.
The weakness that we're seeing is pretty broad-based across industries, and it suggests that economic growth is slowing rapidly in the middle of 2025.
Many companies say they're paralyzed with uncertainty over the impact of tariffs. Tariffs are about to kick in on goods from 66 countries. Many will start on August 7th, and Jill Schlesinger says it will be hard to avoid the impacts.
We've already started to see the beginning stages of price increases from lots of different imported goods, everything from electronics to cars and trucks. That will likely get worse.
In just a few minutes, there will be another attempt to launch a SpaceX crew to the International Space Station.
We've got a crew that's ready to go, and we've got weather that's just a watch item.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Sheriff's Department is again warning of a man calling residents and claiming to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Office. The caller is advising people that they failed to appear in court and will be arrested. If you receive a call like this, do not give out any personal information. It's best to hang up and call the Sheriff's Department to report the call at their non-emergency number, 715-421-8700. The Marshfield Police Department issued a warning yesterday of scammers writing worthless checks to purchase vehicles. Since then, the department has made contact with one of the individuals involved in the incident that happened on June 28th at Wheelers of Marshfield. Corey Aaron Berendez, age 27, has been cleared from the investigation. The original report said Berendez accompanied 48-year-old Jamie Sue Wolbing for a vehicle purchase with a $60,000 check. The check bounced back as NSF. Berendez returned the vehicle, but the dealership found parts were missing, and the police department said the missing parts were sold. They claim it's possible the woman, Jamie Sue Wolbing, is involved with similar scams throughout the state. Wolbing may also be using the last names of Boring, Reitmeier, or any combination of the three. If you have any information, you can contact the Marshfield Police Department. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for school and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current state law allows parents to submit a written statement waiving the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers arrived in the nation's capital to face the Nationals tonight, part of a three-game weekend series. Milwaukee holding on to first place, one game ahead of the Cubs. The Brewers 20 games above 500, a .593 winning percentage. And as a division leader, that's the lowest ever heading into the month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies, and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
Their marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. We've got you covered everywhere in the state. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It's the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. It's also the first day of August. Rabbits, 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 as FDR used to say, and Sean does every month. So we have a lot to talk about today. It's just you and me for 3 hours, whatever's on your mind. Of course, anything goes Friday, or weekend, any topic. But I want to start out today with the coming Republican depression, how the GOP turned America into a powder keg and is about to light the match. Also, a Republican lawmaker runs into a buzzsaw at a town hall. Play a clip on that. And Elon Musk amplifies this bizarre claim that, quote, women are built to be traded, end quote. I think this is in reference to Trump saying that Virginia Giuffre was stolen from him but it's just wild. In the second hour of our program, nothing says Gilded Age better than a multi-million-dollar White House ballroom and a free gifted luxury jet that Trump gets to keep and we the people pay for. Congress, the Senate last night voted to make sure that Trump could keep that jet after he leaves office. That is after we spend $1 billion to retrofit it. Also, the feds are launching a health data tracking system. What could possibly go wrong? And Trump is threatening the foreign policy of other countries with trade deals. This is why the economy can't count on Trump and neither can our allies. And what does that mean for the Palestinians? In the third hour of our program, where are the 4,725 wire transfers that the DOJ from Jeffrey Epstein and to Jeffrey Epstein that the DOJ is hiding? Where are they? Also, geeky science. There was a mass die-off of monarch butterflies last year, and now we know why, and this has to change. Also, a pedophile alert. Trump welcomes NFL Hall of Famer who was arrested for statutory rape of a 16-year-old. And Trump says, nothing like him. Yeah, I think somebody's like him. Or Trump says, nobody like him. You get it. So, but anyhow, our daily take today is about the economy. It's titled The Coming Republican Depression, How the GOP Turned America into a Powder Keg and is About to Light the Match. It's the daily take at HartmanReport.com. We got a jobs report this morning, and just wild stuff. I mean, not only did we only get 73,000 jobs this year, the month of July that just finished yesterday, we were expecting over 100,000. We had 73,000, but they revised downward the June number by 134,000 jobs down to only 14,000. And they revised the May numbers down by 125,000 jobs, down to only 19,000, which looks to me like the economy has been very, very soft for at least three solid months now, which is what everybody has been feeling. You know, prices are up, purchases are down. So you've got that going on. Wall Street is responding, of course. The Dow is down 500 points just a little bit ago. I haven't looked at it in the last few minutes, but not good. The Financial Times is on it this week. They published an article titled "The U.S. Economy is More Fragile Than It Appears." And they went back and there's with charts and graphs and things and are comparing the housing market right now to the housing market in 2007, 8 and 9, when, of course, you know, it crashed under George W. Bush. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich titled his newsletter this morning, quote, "Be warned, the financial bubble will soon burst." He writes, "The financial economy, stocks, bonds and their derivatives is in for a big reality check, and I think it'll happen soon." This guy is a labor economist. He's an economist. He was Bill Clinton's labor secretary. Now, we have stared into this abyss before three times. You know, we had a Great Depression just before the American Revolution. There was a great panic of 1857 just before the Civil War. And then, of course, we had the Republican Great Depression of 1929 through 30 something that preceded World War II. And all of the fuses that lit those three, the one in the 1770s was written, being fueled by monopolistic control by the East India Company and political corruption. In the 1850s, it was wildcat banking and land speculation and a collapse in trust. And then in 1929, it was tax cuts for the rich and financial deregulation. Republicans are doing all these things right now. They're actively destabilizing the pillars of our economy. They're undermining our democracy. They're gutting our social contract, which is necessary for an economy. You can't have a functioning economy if people don't trust government, because government runs the currency. Government defines the rules of capitalism, of the economy. So this risk of a second Republican Great Depression, by the way, 80 years from the crash of 1771 till the crash of 1857, roughly 80 years. The first one led to the American Revolution. The second one led to the Civil War. And then 80 years from the crash of 1857 to 1920, to the crash of 1929, more or less, which led to World War II. And it's been 80 years since the Great Depression of the 1930s and 40s. So, since the end of World War II. So here we are, right? This is, of course, the whole thesis of the Fourth Turning, Strauss and Howe's brilliant book about the cycles of history. And, this party, this Republican Party, has repeatedly held the full faith and credit of the United States at risk by threatening to shut down government in order to force cuts to social programs. They've demanded that the Fed lower interest rates at a time that doing so could produce an inflationary spiral. They pushed for the end of regulations on banks and fossil fuel companies. In fact, they just gutted the EPA. They've championed massive tax cuts for billionaires and multinational corporations, ballooning the deficit. They've enabled trade wars and supply chain disruptions. They've promoted and made billions from crypto. And perhaps most grotesquely, they're embracing open authoritarianism and white nationalism. And this erodes the rule of law and which is the foundation of economic stability. So, here we are. I mean, this is Biden put us back on the path to prosperity. I mean, Biden created more jobs in his 4 years than all the Republican presidents since Richard Nixon combined. Just one president. Yet somehow the media is still like, well, the Republicans really know how to do an economy, don't they? I mean, it's the pro-Republican bias is just in the media is just so shocking. And the ignorance of these things. We're once again living in an unregulated financial environment with crypto Ponzi schemes being promoted by the president, AI stock frenzies, private equity gutting essential companies and loading them with debt, trillions of dollars sloshing around chasing high yields, while Trump is neutering the regulators at the SEC and the SEC and the FTC. Remember what happened in 1929? I mean, I think we are damn close to something very much like this. And then there's the tariffs. You know, Trump is slapping tariffs willy-nilly. No business person is going to build a factory. No company, no rational company is going to build a factory knowing that the tariffs could go away. That's why the founders of this country and the framers of the Constitution wrote that only Congress can impose tariffs, because that would require debate and that would leave the tariffs there for a long period of time. So here we are, you know, get ready, hold on to your hats and all that kind of thing, because I think it's going to get real bumpy here. And frankly, you know, we know how to fix this. We just go back to Keynesian economics. We just, you know, put a Democrat back in office and do the things, you know. We cleaned up after the mess of George W. Bush. We cleaned up after Trump's last mess. We cleaned up after Reagan's mess. We can do it again.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just about 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPA is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPA. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hold. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
I see the fuse is burning down on a keg marked U.S. economy. They smile as they pass it round. Billionaires dancing in the treasury. The air smells like 1929. Ghosts of bread lines whisper in the wind. We've been here too many times. And I know how the story ends. Here comes the coming Republican depression, where the rich get rich on our recession. They light the match, they watch it fall, and leave the rest of us with nothing at all.
Song is 4.5 minutes long. You can find it over at HartmanReport.com if you want. You're not the right fit for us anymore. A Republican lawmaker has run into a buzzsaw at a town hall. This is Congressman Brian Steele, a Republican from Wisconsin. And even though Republicans have been warned by Mike Johnson, you know, by the Speaker of the House, don't hold town halls because people are pissed off that you guys just, you know, kneecapped Medicaid and it's going to cut Medicare and you've crippled Social Security. People are pissed off. But this guy, you know, Brian Steele, he decided he was going to hold a town hall anyway. I think we have a clip from it, Nate, do we? Yeah, in just a second here, we'll play this. An elderly man holding a small American flag says, I am so disappointed. And a woman bluntly says, I don't think you're the right fit for us anymore. And people just cheered. The Milwaukee Sentinel noted that right before the town hall started, a group of about 50 demonstrators gathered outside the high school to protest Steele's vote for Trump's bill, noting that it slashed Medicaid and food assistance program. Wisconsin health officials previously estimated the legislation would cause tens of thousands of Wisconsinites to lose their Medicaid coverage. So here we are. Do we have the clip? We do not. Okay, well, anyway, that's all right. Enough of that story. Elon Musk, meanwhile, has amplified this bizarre claim that women are built to be traded. Just when you think Musk and his racist and misogynistic and weird nonsense, you know, has died down, he comes out with another one. This guy posts this thing on Twitter, right? It says, insightful. Women are built to be traded to another tribe or captured and slide seamlessly into their new culture. That keeps them safe, even though they are physically weak. This is presumably in reference to Trump saying that Epstein stole Virginia Giuffre from him, right? So anyhow, he goes on and he writes, 20 years after they're captured, they become the matriarchs who enforce that culture. In other words, Ghislaine Maxwell, right? He says, in my humble opinion, this is why Western women raised in anti-white culture are now amplifying anti-white culture, even though they're white. They think it keeps them safe, but they're correct only in the short term. Better that they be reminded of that by white men, because the alternative is not so gentle. And then somebody, and then Elon Musk retweets this to 230 million people. And then somebody asks Elon Musk, why do white women hate white people so much? And he replies, they've been programmed to do so by their teachers and the media. Yeah, how about that? I don't know where to go with this. This is the guy who is trying to have as many babies as possible with white women because there's not enough white people. Destroying USAID wasn't even a thing. I mean, even Republicans, even Project 2025 was not opposed to USAID, the program that keeps people in Africa, by and large, from starving to death. But that program helped bring down the apartheid government in South Africa back in the 60s and 70s. And Elon Musk is from South Africa, and his family fled when the apartheid government fled, or around that time. And, you know, he's clearly pissed off still about that, and he destroyed USAID pretty much all by himself, you know, with his Doge thing. And when you get it that this guy is, you know, just he keeps retweeting and his Nazi salutes. I mean, and this is the guy that just blasted off the rockets for our astronauts today. I think that's a national security threat, frankly. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's Anything Goes Weekend, 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will join us to break down all the weekend news. We go beyond the cheese with Poppy Bakery. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin man is calling out lawmakers to fix what he describes as a crisis in home health care access and the toll it is taking on people receiving care and those providing it. Terry Barr shares how he's getting attention for this issue in a very unique way.
Let's go. We're about to get in town.
Carl Schulze is on the final stretch of a 95-mile journey. The 44-year-old is driving his motorized wheelchair right to the state capitol. And the quadriplegic is bringing a message.
This journey is about people.
Quad Carl, as he's become known, started this mission in Neenah. And as he's rolling down the road, he's hoping to make a difference.
To demand better access to home health care for people like me on Medicaid and a living wage for the home health aides who keep us independent.
Schulze believes lawmakers can make a difference, too. He'll be calling on them when he arrives in Madison Friday afternoon.
And then we're going to head into Madison. This ought to be fun.
Quad Carl says he isn't sure what will happen if cuts are made. Medicare covers his wheelchair and doctor visits, while Medicaid pays for his health aides so he can remain in his own home. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for input from residents on their 2025 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. According to the press release, the plan is meant to guide the Department of Transportation's efforts to improve accessibility on the state's highway system, like upgrades to roadside facilities and public rights-of-way to make it easier for residents with disabilities to travel. The plan can be reviewed on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website, and public comments will be accepted until the end of August. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Areas of wildfire smoke still sticking around in spots, otherwise mostly sunny skies, and highs a bit more mild in the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving, and overnight tonight, patchy fog is possible. And tomorrow, blue skies are expected, with highs scraping the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Forever Young Designs artist Spencer Young. And it's a Bar Band Friday night, so our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr brings new music from the best Wisconsin bands.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Wake up with the sunrise, feeling so alive. Turn that radio on, let your spirit fly. You got a thought to share or a secret to disclose. Today's the perfect day, cause anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate.
It's anything goes weekend here, 34 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's up?
Money.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, watching NHK, which is a Japanese tourist please come see us show station, more or less, but they have news. Their stock market, they're talking about how the U.S. dollar is being sold by countries like India, France, Spain, Portugal, and which is devaluating the dollar.
Right, it's down by 10% since Trump came into office.
Well, I think it's down closer to overseas. It's probably down more than that. Mm-hmm. But you add that, devaluing the dollar, to these new tariffs that are coming on, and it increases the price of everything that Americans need. And it also, it's impacting our economy. And like your opening of the show, I do believe that we're headed for a depression. But you think about how many dollars leave the country every day through services like AT&T or people who own the stock in our energy companies. More dollars leave than, you know, people actually want to buy. And so when it gets over there, they're selling their dollars back off and to whichever country they're in. And as this continues on, we are going to have a depression. I agree with you and with Robert Reich. But I don't think that anybody actually sees what's coming. And when you take away health care and you deprive people of food, are they deliberately trying to destroy the United States so that, you know, you log off the woods and you keep polluting water? You know, there's a lawsuit going on right now over a coal ash pond. I think it's by Gadsden that's polluting the Coosa River, which provides water for about a third of the state. And it comes through Wetumpka and joins the Tallapoosa to become the Alabama and goes on down to Mobile, which pollutes Mobile Bay. But, yeah, as they continue to destroy us, was this some kind of brief that Trump was handed years ago to do this?
Well, one of two things is happening, Norma, and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. One is that Trump and his billionaire friends are looting the country. You see this in a big way with the fossil fuel industry. You know, we've got new subsidies for the industry. We're cutting back on green power, things like that. You know, as you mentioned, you know, gutting the EPA, et cetera. So that's going on, and that's just in the name of greed. But then we're also destroying our credibility around the world, you know, destroying USAID, our State Department going insane, Marco Rubio taking weird positions. Right. Yeah, the world is either laughing at us or terrified of us. And that could only be, there's only two possible explanations for that in my mind anyway. Maybe there's others, and people might want to weigh in. But one is that Trump hates America because America always hated Trump. You know, he was never accepted into polite society in New York. He desperately wanted to be. He's always had this horrible inferiority.
He didn't get into Harvard either.
That's correct.
He couldn't get into Harvard.
That's right.
And you know, but when you
so either
money,
he's punishing us or he's doing this because Putin told him to. Those are my two options.
Yes. Also, when you think about this $150 billion they've already collected in tariff tax, yeah, I'm sitting here talking with other people that they could use that to bring back Medicaid, but they don't want to help people.
Correct.
And they could put it in the food bank, but they don't want to help people.
Right.
And my son says, oh, no, all of that's going to DEA so they can appoint these 150 judges and district attorneys so they can prosecute people for fentanyl. And I'm looking at him like, what? Where did you get this? And he said, Glenn Beck said it.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity said it. And so it's just, I know.
Yeah.
I have to walk away, Tom.
Yeah, the apologists for the fascists.
But I do think, though, that we are in trouble, and that I think that you're going to see a depression, and people need to get ready and think about how did great-grandma get by.
Yeah, yeah. And also,
laughing matter, really.
No, I get it. And if you have a 401k, also, you know, think about investment strategies. And I don't have any advice in that area because I've never been a successful investor in my whole entire life. But
most people here in Alabama don't even know that our legislature refused to completely fund health care for retired state employees for the retirement system. But it's not just state employees. They allow judges and cities employees and county employees all over the state to join in.
Yeah.
And so starting in January, a lot of people here in Alabama are not going to be able to afford their health care either under the state policy.
Oh, we're looking at 70% increases in ACA policies next year. I mean, you know, next year the crapola is going to hit the fanola here, and it's going to be a Lollapalooza here.
I think it's going to hurt the South, you know, the Confederate states, the Republican Confederate states worse than it is.
Oh, it always does. Because you guys have no social safety net, basically. Yeah, no, absolutely. Norma, I have to move along, but thank you for the call. And it's always great to hear from you there in Montgomery, Alabama. John in Santa Monica. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me. I know you don't do conspiracy theories, Tom, but I cannot imagine this not happening. All the information that Elon Musk and Doge have been hoovering up being used for gerrymandering. It just makes too much sense. And I saw this represented in a graphic novel, V for Vendetta, by Alan Moore, shout out to one of my favorite authors, where it's not in the movie, and it's only mentioned briefly in the graphic novel, but this computer is called Fate. And the leader, the high chancellor, has this sick relationship with this computer. So it's not in the movie, but anyway, I cannot imagine it not happening. And it's anything goes Friday, so there you are. Thank you.
Yeah, I think they're more likely to use the information the way that they did, the way that the Russians did in 2016 when they had access to. What was the name of that company out of the UK that had scraped all that data off Facebook and then, you know, was making it available? And they were using that. And they were also using the internal Republican polling data that Paul Manafort gave to Putin through the oligarch who had paid him millions of dollars to put Putin's guy in charge of Ukraine back in the day. And
Tom, I think we're going to be seeing algorithm wars.
I think so. Well, we have been. I mean, I remember back... Geez, almost a decade ago when alternet.net or .com or .org or I think it's a .org.
I've read you on it.
Yeah. It was the number one progressive website, and Google just stopped spidering it, stopped indexing it, and within 2 or 3 months, they were bankrupt. They had to sell themselves out. And now they're owned by a private guy. But it used to be this nonprofit foundation. But, you know, and that was, I think that was the beginning of the algorithm wars. So, and yeah, YouTube has just recently, like in the last month, I believe, again altered their algorithm to allow more misinformation, more right-wing lies and things like that. So, you know, not a good time. John?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Don in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Don, what's up?
I just wanted to mention that, for instance, David K. Johnston, you ever... look at any of his stuff?
Yeah, he's been on the program before. I know David. Well, I don't know him.
Good. Yeah, he's
a
good,
like a friend.
Yeah.
But I know.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he is.
And, you know, he's on once a week on the Mark Thompson show. He's on for about a half hour.
Oh,
and he talks about different things, including the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. And like he says, we need to keep that story alive because Trump can survive being a crook, he can survive being a liar, a warmonger, whatever, but he probably can't survive being a proven sex pervert.
Yeah.
And that's undoubtedly what he is. Now, whether or not that evidence will ever come up, but that's a real, you know, the United States is kind of a weird place when it comes to its relationship with sex.
Mm-hmm.
the old Puritan heritage and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, that, and then another person who's done a really good job is Chris Hedges had a time when he had Nick Bryant on for, that was a couple weeks ago. And Nick Bryant wrote a book about the sex scandal up in Omaha, along with Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you were aware of that. And yeah, he had a really good, he had a really good show, about an hour long.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, I think that it's that I don't know, you know, I don't operate at a level where I really understand how to manipulate U.S. politics. But what David K. Johnson says, don't let the story die.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Trump and QAnon and the Republican base has spent the last, what, 7, 8, 9 years blithering on and on about this Democratic pedophile ring that is led by Bill Clinton and Bill Gates collaborating with Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, when Trump was campaigning this time, he said he would release the Epstein files. And, you know, now it's blowing up in his face because these people actually believed him. And,
well, people care about their children. Even right-wingers care about their children.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Don. It's a universal thing. Don, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Remember how Stalin rewrote history when he took over the Soviet Union? Well, Trump just deleted at the Smithsonian any reference to his having been impeached. This is Stalin-esque.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman Program is play, P-L-A-Y. Play.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
where working people come to talk. It's The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color. Your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She uses it every night. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off on this great Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom. 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. John in Niles, Michigan. John, I owe you an apology. My call screening software color codes people. You know, everybody's green normally, and the next call is orange, and when somebody's on the air, they're red. And it keeps track of who's supposed to be next, you know, based on when people called in. And when I put you on the air during the break accidentally and then took you off, it reset and put you back in the back of the queue. And I had told you I would pick you up right away, and I failed to, and that's on me and my apologies. So, John, welcome back. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. We all make mistakes. Hey, you had some excellent leading examples of economic collapse and depression and mass extinctions. I worked in my previous life. I spent over 30 years in occupational health and safety and environmental compliance. And when we had serious incidents, I had to go back and investigate the root cause or root causes of those. In almost every case, I found either tiny systemic cracks or larger cracks, and so this is a perspective from my career. In most of those cases, you know, the systemic cracks ultimately conjoined each other and contributed significantly to a serious incident, almost like a
dam break, basically.
And or a jet engine failing or a dam collapsing.
Yeah.
And so we look at, so I'll just give a little quick list. The ICE arrests, how they're affecting our economy with farms, mm-hmm. hotels, restaurants, cleaning crews, construction, manufacturing, schools, courthouses, et cetera. Also all those terrible Hispanic workers. There was an older worker that worked at my workplace. She was a cleaning lady. She had a massive heart attack and died on the job just trying to take care of her grandchildren. And all those people, over the 30 years that I worked, all those people in manufacturing worked harder than, and those were Hispanic workers, by the way, than anybody else.
That's
so
the immigrant
more,
story, John.
Yeah,
it always is.
So much,
regardless of race.
Yeah, and the trade tariffs, of course, causing that will eventually cause exponential global trade wars. Mm-hmm. Big bad bill rewarding the ultra wealthy and the billionaires receiving their huge tax cuts while everybody else pays in one way or another. Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security being privatized. Veterans Administration, Department of Education, Pentagon with Hegseth, the Epstein with the Department of Justice, OSHA, DOT, the Department of Department of Justice again, FBI, Ukraine, Gaza, U.S. aid, judicial branch, legislative branch, media assaults, historic corruption and grift by Trump. I mean historic. Mm-hmm. Never ever seen in the United States, and the Dems, by the way, I think have their share of corruption through the lobbyists in Washington D.C. But we are about to see, as you talked about, the leading indicators, the systemic leaks throughout our economy and our government. That I agree with everybody else. The dam is about to collapse.
Yeah,
and it's going to drown millions of Americans in rubble and rebar and water.
Right. And then probably lead to a world war. I mean, if history repeats itself, if Howe, Strauss and Howe are correct, you know, the fourth turning idea that every 80 years, because of the way four generations in a row kind of cycle, every 80 years, you're going to have a massive economic collapse followed by a world war. Then, you know, the economic collapse begins. The leadership in China and Russia freak out. We need a war to distract ourselves. Russia turns Ukraine into a nuclear war. China invades Taiwan. You've got other, you know, and the Middle East goes up in flames. The United States gets involved in all of them, and boom, we're in World War III. And if it goes nuclear, it could be bad, bad stuff. I mean, as we have been told for years.
Corruption is so much like... is so much like corrosion.
Yeah.
And with corrosion, we see things falling apart. And we are going to have a catastrophic collapse of not only our economy, but our government itself. And this is going to be very serious.
Right. And, well, we're seeing that actually now in real time, the government collapse.
I hope to God that we can have 5 million people circle the White House and get that SOB out of there.
Yeah. He's trying to turn it into the Palace of Versailles right now. he's got this plan for this giant, gaudy, gold-plated ballroom that looks just like Mar-a-Lago. It's going to be bigger than the White House, I think, or as big as, or something. And, I mean, it's just wiping out large chunks of the beautiful, you know, landscaping around the White House. And this is the guy who paved over the Rose Garden. He's got his sense of aesthetics is just, it's dictator chic, you know. Donald Trump and Uday and Kuse, you know, or Saddam Hussein. I mean, you know, it's just wild. Anyhow, John, thank you for the call. I think your analysis is spot on. It's a great analogy. All the cracks, ultimately reaching each other and taking the whole thing down. Thank you, John. It is, we're hit the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, on the other side of the break, I don't have my one sheet. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit.
Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at Urgent Care Kit.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hiring around the U.S. is hitting a wall. There was a weaker-than-expected jobs report out today showing employers added only 73,000 jobs. Analyst Mark Hamrick.
We have this situation where, in some ways, because of concern about Trump administration policy, tariffs being at the top of that list, employers are cautious to hire, but they're somewhat reticent to shed workers.
Dozens of countries around the world are studying the new tariffs President Trump has announced. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Switzerland reeling from that unexpected 39%. So not only its stock market is down, its currency as well.
A SpaceX crew lifted off today for the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, ignition. Ignition to full power and liftoff.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.